107.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Vice President Harris is now the Democratic Party's presumptive nominee for president, and she campaigned today in the battleground state of Wisconsin.
This campaign is not just about us versus Donald Trump. This campaign is about who we fight for.
The DNC says it will hold a virtual roll call vote the first week of August. President Biden will address the nation tomorrow night on his decision to drop out of the race. Acting Secret Service Director Ron Rowe says he'll do all he can to restore Americans' faith and trust in the agency. The deputy director will succeed Kimberly Cheadle, who resigned in the wake of the attempted assassination of former President Trump. Sources tell ABC News the Secret Service is urging the Trump campaign to stop holding outdoor rallies. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris making a big announcement to a crowd of supporters today in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, I am told as of this morning that we have earned the support of enough delegates to secure the Democratic nomination.
She spoke to a crowd in West Allis. It was her first campaign stop as the presumptive Democratic Party nominee for president. Two people are dead after a plane crash near the EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh yesterday, which was the first day of the world's largest fly-in. All operations at Whitman Regional Airport were shut down. Federal safety officials say it was a private craft that was not taking part in the EAA. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Richland School District Administrator Steve Board presented an alternative education program to the Board of Education at last night's board meeting. He said that alternative education has proven to be successful in the partner school. After thoroughly examining the data and brainstorming solutions over the past several weeks, the administration has proposed the new alternative education program, which includes all three buildings for this coming school year. This programming would support students who are on the fringe of needing other supports, such as behavioral and academic, and the need for more support in their social-emotional learning, mental health, and executive functioning skills. He stated that this style of instruction will still give students the most important pieces of their grade-level content while providing more time to learn and practice skills for life and getting along with others. Offering this option to families will create another avenue to become the district that families choose to stay in and possibly use their choice to open enroll. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Brewers lose to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and Cubs battled at Wrigley Field. Chicago went through six pitchers to keep the Brewer bats at bay. Milwaukee made some costly errors in the field and lost the game 3-1. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You know, our bullpen was a little taxed tonight, but Milner did a great job. And credit to the Cubs. They played in the clutch. They did what they had to do. And they pitched great, six different guys, and they kept us at bay. We had opportunity and, you know, didn't get that big hit.
Game two of the three-game series is tonight. NFL, Jordan Love at practice, but will not suit up until he has a new contract. General Manager Brian Gutekunst talked about the 25-year-old quarterback at the team shareholders meeting.
Jordan Love. Jordan not only developed into one of the game's more exciting playmakers, his steady demeanor and leadership allowed our group to weather the storm and find our confidence as the season moved along. We're working very diligently to sign him to a long-term extension.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, few showers and storms tonight and lows in the low 60s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow after some patchy morning fog, highs in the upper 70s. Sunshine in around 80 to the low 80s Thursday, and with more humidity for the weekend, temps continue to climb through the 80s. Currently it's 77.
Say you never give in to a meltdown and never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it. and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, know it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop. Look. Lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
This whole week, I've been trying to think of some maneuver I could say that would go viral and totally sell my soul for extra cash. I'm not putting myself above that.
How about Schwabba Habba? Or Schwabidada? Or Schwabba Dabba Ding Dong? Instead of the more you know, it just says Schwabba Dabba Ding Dong with a rainbow and a star shooting star.
Conrad, I think we got our promo.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us for a hump day edition next time on the show. Our old friend Pat Kreitlow from Up North News and much more. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hump day!
News from the center, WRC.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
There it is, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education Tuesday night. The number is 855-752-4842. Just put that out there very quickly. Call in with your comments. Text in on the Facebook. If you've been following the show X on Busted Pencils, no, go to the X site for Civic Media. You can check it out there is where the video is. Johnny Lupinacci, welcome. Well, I can't say welcome back, but welcome to the show. Looking by your background, that does not look like you're in your apartment.
No, you know what? I'm not, man. And I live in a beautiful townhouse, Tim. Don't you apartment me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But no, I'm just teasing you. I'm just teasing you because I have broadcast a show from many apartments and I just teased him a little. No, but I am actually out with the family. We are on a little bit of a break in the July time. Getting close to back to school for me, Tim. We start early out here. But I'm on the Pacific Ocean's behind me. It's a little sunny, so you can't quite see. I had to duck out and let it contrast. But
there you go.
You can see the ocean behind me. Love the ocean. Love that time to rejuvenate, be on the beach with the family, and cool off a bit because it's chilly out here on the ocean.
Right? Cold?
Yes. Pacific Northwest, man. It's interesting times. It's something like 60 degrees on the ocean. But, you know, sunny is all get out. So the sun is going, but the cold ocean air comes through.
I was wondering what it's like, to go to the beach in the Pacific Northwest, you know, because growing up in on the East, you know, Ocean City, Maryland, Ocean City, New Jersey.
Yeah, similar.
Myrtle Beach.
Ooh, so, now you're getting warmer.
Yeah,
now
the water gets warmer. Yeah, but the water's cold. But the never, you know, the whole idea of being at the beach in the 60 degrees, like you said, there's got to be something kind of refreshing and nice about that.
Oh, it's absolutely fantastic. You know, the salt in the air, the whole thing. Sun is out, so it's a warm, but then there's a cool breeze coming off of the ocean. And as you know, man, the ocean is just rejuvenating. I'm a Great Lakes kid, so having relocated out to the west, you know, everything's so far apart out here. Mountains are beautiful. Trees are huge. But you miss those big lakes until I ventured over and discovered the ocean. And I still, my heart is still with the Great Lakes. But being able to just cruise over and be on the ocean, you know, for a week in the summer is akin to Lake Superior. It is. It's not the same, but it's akin to it.
It's almost as big as Lake Superior. Nah, come on. Geography lesson, Tim. Geography lesson.
That's the joke I like to tell. I'm like, well, one, you don't get as many storms here as you do on Lake Superior. That's for sure. Like, at least on the northern coast here. And then two, the water is warmer.
Then Lake Superior.
It feels like that it does it like than it is Lake Superior, and the waves are calmer. So the whole thing is just the ocean does feel like a baby Lake Superior, even though that's not fact at all.
But you do have animals in that ocean that can eat you, unlike the animals in Lake Superior.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
cold will get you before any animal in Lake Superior. Yeah.
You give and take what you can get. Johnny Lupinacci, though, we had a great show yesterday.
I heard.
Jess and I, we were just fully engaged in the oh my God, OMG, can you believe it finally happened? We were talking about how on Sunday the text messages went back and forth between us, and how though on Friday's show, where we were just the excitement about imagining the possibilities, and we brought that through. Jess, what'd you think about being just me and you yesterday?
Oh, it was fun. But you know what, Tim? That excitement that was sort of hypothetical on Friday, now it is so real.
Oh, it is.
It's refreshing, isn't it? Yeah. I had not realized how refreshing it would be. And, you know, I stay pretty critical about this the whole way through. And we had talked quite a bit, both on the air and off the air, about like what we'd predicted and what we thought would come through the news pipeline over the weekend and kind of when it would. And, you know, we all had discussed it was kind of long overdue. But I'll be honest with you both, because I didn't get to join you yesterday. I was traveling with the family. Mm-hmm. We were driving out here. And I wasn't even prepared for how refreshed I would be by fellow Democrats. And I know I'm real critical of the Dems, but I mean, a lot of the people for years and years I've been in solidarity with, I still am. But, you know, I was refreshed to see their energy. Mm-hmm. Their excitement and exuberance around this was refreshing to me. I wasn't prepared for that. Yeah. And then on the flip side, I opened my phone. I fell asleep. I took a nap yesterday afternoon. I woke up, had a little bite to eat, and I opened my phone and, you know, targeted ads and different things. And I got several targeted ads for, you know, for the current Vice President Kamala Harris, you know, being endorsed and to support her campaign. And you know what? I wasn't prepared for how refreshing those ads were. Just her speech and the, you know, you've probably all seen them, listeners, and you know, both you, Tim and Jess, I'm sure you got the ad feed coming through too, which is like the sound bit and the video of her, you know, announcing this is happening and then kind of a bit about supporting her. And I thought to myself, because I've been a critic, I like Kamala Harris, I'll come right out and say it, but I've been critical of her.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah. Well, and for reasons we'll get into this week, but that criticality doesn't negate the importance, I think, the important role she's in and the possibility she has to be a real, continue being a strong leader, but to move into it even stronger leadership for the Democratic Party. And so, Tim, I was excited. I didn't realize how refreshed I was. And that's when I realized we had talked about it being a low moment for American politics, and even lower, obviously, with an assassination attempt to, you know, somebody running for office. But we talked about it being a low moment, but I hadn't really felt how low that moment was until I heard her speak.
So you felt yourself come up.
You know what? I was like, you know what, damn it. This is what America deserves. And I hope, I don't even mean just her. I hope weeks and months and years and decades to come, we have that kind of dialogue. We have that kind of representation at the helm. Those are our options. We're listening to people who are telling us, you know, very coherently their plans to lead a party, to lead a country, to be present. Hearing her talk about compassion, right? And hearing her talking about, you know, an importance to be a compassionate democracy. You know, I was like, the words are used appropriately. We are not digressing. We're direct. We're empathetic, but we're firm. And I like that in a leadership. Tim, you know what else I love?
Tell me about it. I bet I know
beer, man. I love beer. You know what? I'm going to confess it here on the show. You know, I've confessed it before. I love beer, and I especially love Minocqua Brewing Company. Busted Pencils is sponsored by Minocqua Brewing Company. They're big time advocates for public schools in Wisconsin, and they're right there with us, Tim. Our buddies, not only in beer, but in politics, connecting strong public education to strong democracy. Minocqua Brewing Company is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out ManocquaBrewingCompany.com to see where you can buy their progressive beer. Nice. And you know what? I saw their beer. They mixed some beers. I got to get it right. I got to look on their feed. But I think today I saw that they have a Kamala. They have a Hope beer.
Yeah, Hope beer.
Vice President Harris's pictures on it. And it's a combination, I think, of Dark Brandon and another one. I'm going to get it wrong. But anyways, we'll look it up and have it by the end of the show. But yeah, I love the MBC. Go out and support MBC if you're in Wisconsin. If not, go on the internet, check them out. Those are our homies, and they're holding it down.
It's Busted Pencils. It's fully leaded education talk. It's educated educators talking education. And we got to go right to the phone. L.A. Tom,
our guy,
you called us right away. L.A. Tom, what say you, our friend?
Kamala. Kamala.
There we
hey,
go.
Hey, there he is. I love
there
it.
There you go, guys. I'll tell you what. I'll tell what a heartwarming speech that was yesterday, along with the one today in Wisconsin and at West Dallas. But when she had Joe on the phone, you know she just loves Joe Biden.
Absolutely.
They have a relationship, and it is just so great. One thing, you know, just being a constituent of hers of California, she is the real deal. She is excellent. She's a progressive. You know, I call her Kamala Eleanor Harris, she's just excellent. I think we're really in for a treat with her. I hope she continues to do the one thing that Barack Obama wasn't able to do, which was, I don't know if Barack Obama was too busy saving the country after George War Criminal Bush or what, but he should have given us all a little bit more direction of what to do when he had the mass of people behind him. I hope that she does that. I hope she tells people you have to get involved in your local areas. You have to get involved in your schools. You have to get involved in, you know, all these different places. And I just had a question to ponder on, guys. Do you think our media just doesn't know how to cover the potential end of democracy or versus authoritarianism?
You know what, L.A. Tom, I think what you're getting at, yeah, on this one is that, you know, and in fact, I think it was Timothy Snyder that put out this kind of both sides-ism that we're infected with and the reality as if, you know, things are, you know, equally this bad, equally this good, and there's no this kind of disclaimer. And you say, it's like, yeah, how is the media not absolutely taking where Trump, where the Republican Party went during that convention and saying like, whoa, this is not the other side of Kamala Harris and where Harris, you know, this isn't the other side. This is their extreme. I think, L.A. Tom, that's what you're talking about, right?
Oh. Well, I think I love that Tom brings that up, Tim, and it resonates with what your response to Tom was. Well, I want to just applaud L.A. Tom, thanks for calling and thanks for being a regular listener. But awesome comments on, you know, Vice President Kamala Harris. The cheers are there. We're excited about it. Love that connection in the past, the handing it over. Like I had said, Tim, remember I said I think that the window for doing this with humility had closed.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It's never closed. It's never too late to show some humility. So I love, Jess, your Democracy in Action Award yesterday. Thanks for carrying that torch.
My pleasure.
You know, the current president, Joe Biden, you know, finding that humility, being a patriot, knowing when to say, okay, it's time. Here's the best move. Love that. Love the speeches that we're seeing from Vice President Kamala Harris as she is gearing up into first gear on the campaign trail. You know what, though? What I think Tom is saying is this, just come on, media, the directness. As we talk about the importance to contrast and to really compare the platforms of the candidates running, right? We have to be able to use the correct language, right? And call, you know, authoritarianism and fascism, and be really clear about who our candidates are that support democracy. You know what? Here we go, Tim. Stay with us because we got more to talk about.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts, we've got the smarts.
Attention Badger fans, the countdown to kickoff is on. Get ready for Wisconsin football this fall as single game tickets are now available with select games starting at just $35. Don't miss out on big Badger matchups including Oregon and Penn State, all on the home turf. Secure your seats today and experience the excitement and energy of Badger football at Camp Randall Stadium this season. For more information on single game tickets, call 1-800-GO-BADGERS or visit uwbadgers.com. That's uwbadgers.com.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Yeah. Busted pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. There is no escaping the American attraction, or there's no escaping busted pencils. 855-752-4842. You can hear the exuberance in Jess's voice and Johnny's voice and Tim's voice. We're just enjoying the kind of refreshing to hear, you know, Kamala Harris now. And in fact, Jess, we've been talking about, give us a little taste of Kamala and that sense of pride that she felt serving with Biden. Let's hear a little bit of that.
Sure thing.
It has truly been one of the greatest honors of my life to serve as vice president to our President Joe Biden.
Mm. It's a short clip, but you can just hear that little catch in the voice.
The whole idea, too, to just point out, and you know, Johnny, I got thinking about what you said, you know, there is humility still, the ability right there.
You know
there,
what? I, like I said, man, you got to have patience, commitment, and humility to be a good educator, to be a really, really one that can model democracy and ride with it, because it's a wavy, sometimes messy, often controversial space that you're facilitating. And man, Tim, I'll admit I was wrong. I said, yo, Biden, the window is closed.
Closed.
The opportunity for dignity. You said, you know, you will be, you know, the only thing that will remove you from running from the race is, you know, God. And then you had said maybe a doc. Like, there were moments where I was like questioning.
Yeah.
And it just goes to show, Tim, we all have ego. We all have, you know, the ability to put that ego in check and to see, you know, beyond what's right in front of us and to see the bigger picture and to model that as a leader. So I'm happy to say, you know, I was wrong. I said, Joe, the window's closed, man. You know, they're just going to have to, like, you know, pry the keys. You had said, pry the keys from his hand. He's not driving the car anymore.
Dude, you know,
he did us a solid. He modeled that you can open that window back up.
Yeah.
You can handle things with pride and humility. Remember, humility isn't a bad thing. It's not humiliation. It's
right.
Really strong character of being able to say, you know,
humble,
what?
Humble.
Being humble.
Right.
Putting humility over hubris.
Yeah.
And, you know, and to be a strong leader, you have to sometimes have a bit of hubris. So I like, you know, I'm just reminded, like, we all have that opportunity to reflect, to, you know, talk amongst wise people who help us make decisions and make the right decision. And, you know, and I'm pretty excited. I didn't realize how re-energized I would be. You know, L.A. Tom, our caller, he hinted at this last week. He texted us a lot, Tim, on the line and said,
I know,
Tim and Johnny, you should be talking more about Kamala Harris. And he's right.
He was,
you know,
right.
We really should be, because the next few weeks and months, we have to be really, and I'm going to come back to LA Times comment. We in the media, and I know we're just talk show guys that are educated educators talking about education here on Busted Pencils.
Real media.
But, you know, but part of the media, the role of media in a democracy is to present fact. And yes, we're going to share opinions, but always connected to facts that are informing our opinions. But there is news sources, and we're not a news source. We're just chopping up the news, you know, but we are committed to making sure that it's not misinformation or disinformation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of gray area news source. Like, we're talking about, you know, trustworthy news, and we're breaking it apart and sharing it. But news folks out there have the responsibility to contrast, to really show the difference between what a politician like Kamala Harris has done and is planning to do versus what Donald Trump, you know, and Vance have admittedly said, and their record, because records matter.
Yeah, they do.
Right. And we're going to hold Kamala and whoever runs with her accountable to that as well. But that contrast is really important. So I appreciate Tom bringing that up. And while we're on the notion of Tom, we got Joanne on the line. Joanne, how you doing?
Great show. I just wanted to tie together that theme from yesterday about civics education with what you've been talking about in terms of L.A. Tom's theme of what the media can provide. I think we need to have it reinforced that when we vote for a president, we vote for more than just one person. We're voting for a whole cabinet. We're voting for a lot of administrators down the line. And if Trump has his way, maybe 50,000 of his closest buddies, too. But what this message is that do we want a Betsy DeVos again and all the horrible things that were happening to these to the education department? Do we want to perhaps lose the Department of Education, as some of those plans say? Again, it's the tentacles of the White House are so broad, and we need that message reinforced. People say, well, it's just Trump. We've got all these other administrators. No, it'll be a full house of new people, many of whom don't have very good ideas about how to extend and enhance our democracy, but would rather deflate it. So,
well, I was
going to
say, thank you, Joanne. Thank you so much. In fact, pointing that out, you say not they actually actively have their hands in trying to thwart democracy. You point that out. So as Johnny keeps saying, there's a serious contrast. I mean, I don't even think compare is the right word here. There's a serious contrast. We have to keep putting that out there. Joanne, too, thanks for reminding on the civics and social studies lesson, Johnny, because one of the things we all, Jess and I, were talking about yesterday is, you know, it's like, oh, my God, wait, there are no constitutional rules for this occurrence of President Biden saying I'm done at the end of my term. I'm not running. The Constitution gives you, well, if they get shot or if they get killed, if they did. But there's nothing. So we kind of did a little social studies lesson here that said, hey, it doesn't mean that you then, because there are nothing written in the Constitution about it, doesn't mean, like the Republicans were trying to say, well, it's illegal. No. Guess what? The party and the party conventions have very deep rules and playbooks. And the whole idea of getting a new nominee is fully covered by the Democratic Committee and the Democratic Convention. So we're just pointing that out there, too, that because people are saying this, there's nothing in the Constitution that gives us any advice on how to do this. Well, first of all, actually, it does give us some advice because it does say some things about what happens during presidential succession, and it gives us some thoughts about that. There is election law also in the Constitution. It gives us something there to look at, gives us something to – but then you say, okay, but now to the parties. The parties have a process, a very detailed process that says, guess what? Up until that day, until you hear that person say, I accept your nomination – hey, the possibility exists that that nomination could change minutes before the person thinks they're getting it, because there is a process that can be used to put in another candidate. It's Busted Pencils. It's fully leaded education talk. It's 855-752-4842. Talking about what's been going on here. And again, just the exuberance, the excitement, the feeling like I want to be involved again. Like I'm not watching two old white crappy dudes, you know, kind of talking about who's better on the golf course and stuff like that. And again, that kind of diminishes Biden. And I hate to put that in there as the same too, but there was just no excitement. And I was just talking to my son a little bit ago. Again, we're talking about this, Jess, and you know, your age group. They're excited. My son, his girlfriend, my daughter, they're excited. Jess?
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
And you hear Johnny Lupinacci's excited. Joanne's excited. LA Tom's excited. I'm excited. Man, when we come back, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, we're going to get into a little bit more of what Kamala had to say. Got some great clips. Stay tuned.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Service.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 89 and was
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Electric Cooperative, Schmidt Woodland Hills, The Shoebox, Walsh's Ace, McFarland's Manufacturing, All American.